Violet's Discovery, Part 3. Violet woke up and stared at her plaque for a few minutes. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. She got up and hobbled down the stairs. She was getting very used to the crutches by this point and was not falling or tripping as much anymore. Before sitting at the table, she headed out to the porch swing. But today was not very nice. It was dark and rain was beginning to fall heavily. Violet turned around and headed back into the house. "It's terrible out there. I hate waking up to mornings like this," Violet groaned. "Yeah, it's really coming down now," said her dad. After sitting quietly for a moment, he said, "Reminds me of something my dad used to say. Carry weather inside you." I thought it was the weirdest thing. Violet looked at her dad, a little puzzled. "That is weird. What's it supposed to mean?" "Well, if you could control the weather, how would it be out there today?" asked her dad.
"It would be sunny and there would be a perfect breeze, so I wasn't too hot or cold. The birds would be singing and I'd be soaking up the sun on my face."
Her dad smiled at her. "And how would you feel if it was like that outside right now?"
"I'd be in a great mood. I'd be happy," said Violet.
"Well, you can't control the weather, but you can control your attitude." Violet remembered how writing out what she was thankful for changed her attitude dramatically and was taken back at the fact that she was in control of whether she felt happy or not. It also was a little frustrating to know that her attitude was her responsibility, whether it was good or bad. If she were the only one choosing her attitude, then she couldn't blame it on anyone else. She wasn't sure if she wanted to accept that responsibility. Violet went back outside to see if she could change how she felt despite the miserable weather. As she sat on the swing, she pulled her notebook out again. Cold drops of rain ricocheted off the porch and caught her skin. "1, I am thankful for..." Nothing came to mind immediately. She had to stop and look around for a while. Her eyes rested on a stream of water running through the garden. As she followed the water, it came to a red tulip flower. Violet looked at it and saw the delicate design, the fragile petals as the rain beat at them, and the stem as it struggled against the drops. "I am thankful for the flowers and their beautiful design." Violet had never slowed down enough to look closely at the flowers that had lived so close to her. They were beautiful. She had never noticed the detail with which God designed even the smallest flower. God could have made the earth dreary and boring, but he made every tiny part beautiful and detailed. Violet felt the warmth of joy growing in her again. She felt as good as she did on a bright and sunny morning. She was amazed at the power she had been given to choose her attitude. She could choose to be joyful, or she could choose to be angry. She could choose to enjoy the moment or to hate it. Whatever attitude she chose, it was hers to control.